Modern Praise and Worship Music, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day.
Yes.
Yes, this fabulous Friday.
Somebody better rejoice today. Somebody better shout and scream that you are alive.
Yes.
Yes. That I have today. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm here today. And I'm going to make my day
count.
And this beautiful Friday, I'm going to become productive today. Mm-hmm. I will become a productive believer in the kingdom of God. I'm going to do something, Pastor Diana, productive today. Mm-hmm. I'm going, oh, Holy Spirit, watch this. Why don't you start a prayer? Holy Spirit, lead me today to the path that I should what?
Go.
Mm-hmm. Let me help someone today. Bring someone in my path that I can share what you have done for me on this Friday. Mm-hmm. Ooh, we are here. We are here to what? Build the body of Christ, the kingdom of Christ. And this is why the Bible give an example of the body. It says there are many members in the body. There are many members. Oh, come on. There are many members in the body, Pastor Diane. They're not one member. Mm-hmm. And make your day count as a member of the body. You know? And we are doing our job in the body. See, because I believe in the body of Christ. I believe in the universal church. I believe that's the key, and we are a part of that. And that's why Make Your Day Count is not a religious program. Make Your Day Count is not a religious program. It's not. So forget it. We're not religious. We are Bible-believing people. Make Your Day Count is a Bible believing sound truth teaching program. That's it. It teaches the word of God as it is, without any trying to give 50 religious interpretation of run. What's if the scripture says run? No, it don't mean run. It mean walk. No, somebody come again and says, no, it didn't mean walk. It mean crawl. No, the scripture says run and run. There's no spirituality about it. Mm-hmm. Just run.
Yes.
It says do not sin. Okay. It said do not sin. So why are we going to try? To figure out now, really, it don't mean that. No, it said do not sin.
Mm-hmm. Be holy as he is holy.
That's simple. Mm-hmm. So we believe the Bible literally. So that's what we do. We believe the Bible literally. Literally. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a math student, right? And I was a very good math student. Mm-hmm. I believe in those figures literally.
Yeah.
Not philosophically. 2 + 2 = 4. It's literal. So 2 + 2 = what, Pastor Di?
4.
We don't try to spiritualize that. Mm-hmm. Scientifically, no, it don't mean really 4. It mean 4.1. No, 2 + 2 = literally 4. So when I come to believe in God and find Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, this Friday morning, let's talk. I come, this is where. I says, okay, I got to find out if there is a God. He who come to God must what? First believe that he is. So I got to find this God. I can't go by what people say. So I spend time to find the true and living God. So now he is literal. So I worship not who I don't know or who I'm reading about. I worship the one that I know. No. Oh, come on.
Yeah, and I've heard stories about people who were total atheists, didn't believe in God at all, mocked God, and they went to study the Bible because they were trying to disprove God, and they ended up being the biggest evangelists because once they dug into that word, even though their motive was to disprove God, they found that he could not be disproved, and they found him for the self, that he is true. They met the God that they once denied by going into the word and by studying the word.
Yeah, because the word is what the word is. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. We don't need to interpret it. God created the heaven and the earth. It says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth. And it tells us how he did it. Mm-hmm. It is simple. In John 3:16 says, for God so what?
Love the world.
Yeah.
That he gave.
So we don't need to interpret that. God loved the world. Mm-hmm. This is the world. And he says, God so, watch that word. So love. Mm-hmm. You got to put an emphasis on it. Mm-hmm. Not only love, he so loved. The world. And watch what he did. That he gave his only
begotten son.
Watch now. And there's no partiality in this gift. Ooh, somebody made a shout on this Friday morning. Mm-hmm. There's no partiality on this gift. He says now, he put the emphasis here. That whosoever, doesn't matter. Rich, poor, blind, beggar, doesn't matter what status you are. He put you there. Whosoever, man, oh my God. Are you one of the whosoever? I was one of the whosoever. Whosoever believe. Whosoever believe, make your day count. We are a family together. A part of that whosoever. A part of that world that God so loved that he gave us Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the Son of the living God. Ooh. And all I got to do is just to believe in him. And if I believe in him and know that Jesus is the Son of God, and know that Jesus exists, if I know. You know another scripture that I like to read, Pastor Dan? Mm-hmm. Is the book of John, not St. John. 1 John, 2 John. 3 John. I love to read those. Because in those books, it always says, little children, these things I write unto you that you may know. Mm-hmm. I love those. Not that you feel. Mm-hmm. That you may what? Know. No. That you may know. You got to know. It's not a guessing game. Coming and serving God is not a guessing game. He who comes to God must first find out that he is. You know. Make your day count, family. We want to encourage you. And this Friday, and this beautiful Friday, that you are going to be very productive. We want, together we build, we are building the kingdom of God. together we're building what God send us and her to do. So I hope that you're going to be, all week this week, you were enriched and strengthened in the word. Because that's all we got. That's all we got. The word of God is the most powerful, is the most powerful, powerful truth. There's no other truth but the word of God.
Where you were just now in John chapter 3, verse 16, yeah. For God so loved the world that yeah. he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, the preceding verses in verse 14 and 15, this is all Jesus is teaching. It says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So verse 14 there, where it talks about Moses lifting up the serpent in the wilderness, that was during a time where there was an outbreak of yeah. physical snakes. And the physical snakes were biting people, and they were causing people to be poisoned and causing people to die. Yeah. But then Moses took a bronze serpent, and he lifted it up. And anyone who looked onto it, they were delivered. They were saved. Now, God didn't take away the serpents. He didn't take away the snakes. But he made a way that if they would look onto it, that they would be healed, that yeah. they would be saved, that they would be delivered. So too often we're complaining and we're doubting God because the situation is not being taken away.
Right.
Corona is still here. COVID-19 yeah. is still here. So we're doubting God. We're wondering, why is the situation still here? Like in the days of Moses, why are these snakes? Why did God allow these snakes here? Why did God allow these snakes to bite in all this way? But no, he made a way of escape.
Yeah, you can escape.
So if we look unto him who is lifted up in verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 17, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him might be saved. Right. So that the world through him, through Jesus Christ, might be saved. So in Christ, there is no condemnation. We look on to Jesus Christ. Verse 18 says, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world
yeah.
and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. So if we go back and we compare it with Numbers, how the way the scriptures are laid out when they reference back into Numbers. Now, if the people love the snakes, they love the venom and the bite of the snake more than they wanted to be healed, then they're not going to look on toward what Moses raised up, the bronze yeah. serpent that he raised up, which was their way of deliverance.
Yeah.
So if we love our darkness and we love our situation and we love our complaining and we love all the naysayers more than we want to escape it, yeah. and we choose to continue to look onto those things, because the Bible also tells us that the eye is the lamp yeah. of the body, and an eye that is good illuminates the good, but yeah. an eye that is bad illuminates the bad.
Yeah.
And when the bad eye that's illuminating the bad brings forth darkness
yeah.
into the whole body. So we have to watch what we see and how we interpret it, what we focus on. Make a day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station, your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day, brought to you by East Coast Christian Center. Morning Breath starts now. You're listening.